It's time for our weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's begin with the community theater series that you're doing at the Herald-Leader.
Yeah, this was a suggestion of Candace Cheney, about who is our theater correspondent, about a year ago. She brought up the idea that, you know, there throughout the bluegrass, there are a lot of very active, very passionate community theaters that, for want of time and staff and finances and distance, we don't get out to a whole lot, but that we ought to put together a series, you know, trying to visit a lot of the community theaters in the area over, you know, a year's time or so. So we finally got our act together and got it going with a visit to Ragged Edge Community Theater down in Harrodsburg. And we went down last week for the opening night of their production of Woody Allen's Don't Drink the Water. And it was, you know, just a lot of fun to you know, see the folks that are there that are, you know, stalwarts of the theater and you know, put in extra time and effort to getting a show up for the community, which with a lot of these community theaters, that's what it's about, you know, bringing the live stage to people where they are. This was a real fun way to kick it off, and we're looking forward to getting to the next one.
Moving on, still fine weather for festival season in the Bluegrass. Two very different music festivals taking place this weekend.
That's right. We've got the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington, which has been going on for a week now, and it gets into the really big concerts this weekend. Since their second season, they have always commissioned a composer to compose a new piece for the festival, and this year the composer in residence is Jeff Beal, who a lot of people are going to recognize his music instantly when I say House of Cards, which he has composed the music for all three seasons, and has composed music for quite another number of other films and TV series. And he came to the festival because last year's composer in residence, Adam Schoenberg, knew that he was wanting to get back into concert writing a little bit. And so he suggested Jeff Beal to the festival, and they got in touch and put it together. So this will be really cool Friday night to hear a new piece that he's written for classical guitar, because this year's artist in residence is Jason Vio, and for string quartet, which is not a combination you see a whole lot. So that'll be fascinating, and you're going to hear some more of Beal's music throughout Friday and Sunday's concerts. Meanwhile, over at Masterson Station Park, which has become kind of a happening place with the Crave Festival last weekend, and this weekend you've got the second edition of the Moon Tower Music Festival, kind of a regional and local rock and pop festival. You know, two of the interesting thing to me is there's some kind of Bowling Green connection in the programming for that festival, because a couple of Bowling Green bands, Buffalo Rodeo and Brave Baby, are on the bill, and some groups out of Nashville, like headliner Moon Taxi. So should be a good time to keep the party going in Masterson Station.
And finally, the big Arch preview is due out on Sunday. Tell us what's new for this year.
Well, we're bringing it out earlier, which we started last year. It had been running in early September, and we decided that really, you know, to get ahead of everything that starts happening, you know, pretty immediately the week after Labor Day, you know, let's get it out to readers sooner. We've made an effort to streamline it. You know, previous years when we had, you know, a real deep pocket of time and resources to put it together, we kind of tended to throw everything in there, which can be really cool to say, you know, there's just scads and scads of stuff, but it also can make it a little bit hard to read through sometimes. So we've really kind of streamlined with a real focus on making sure that local content is in there. So, you know, hopefully it proves to be a really good read for folks. And also, you know, we have between Walter Tunis and Candace Chaney and myself have all been kind of covering arts in the area for a long time. So we've brought back, we used to have these years ago and we kind of let them go in favor of a calendar space, but we've brought back some critical perspectives on what's coming up and what we're looking forward to and what we're excited about in the coming season. And there is a lot to be excited about in 2015-16.
Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald-Leader and Lexco.com. Thanks.
Thank you.